order. Let's please stand and join in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, the republic for which it stands.
Please call the roll.
Ms. Anthony? Ms. Hoppe?
Here.
Mr. McDavid?
Here.
Mr. Schmidt? Mr. Trapp?
Here.
Mr. Kespel?
Here.
Mr. Dudley?
Here.
Are there any adjustments or corrections to the agenda? If not, may I have a motion and a second for approval?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed say nay. We'll move to old business. Please read the bills.
Council Bill 29612 is an ordinance authorizing an air service agreement with American Airlines, Inc. and fixing the time when this ordinance shall become effective. Council Bill 29712 is an ordinance authorizing an air service agreement participation agreement with the County of Boone, the curators of the University of Missouri, the City of Jefferson, and Cole County, authorizing air service agreement participation agreements with various Chamber of Commerce members and fixing the time when this ordinance shall become effective. Council Bill 29812 is an ordinance authorizing an agreement with Zimmer Radio, Inc. for marketing and advertising and fixing the time when this ordinance shall become effective. Council Bill 29912 is an ordinance appropriating funds for an airline revenue shortfall guarantee and fixing the time when this ordinance shall become effective.
May I have a staff report?
Well, this item's received quite a bit of press locally, so I'll just hit some highlights and then ask for any questions you might have. The first agreement is the revenue guarantee with American Airlines. That's the one that identifies the amount of revenue the airline needs per flight to make a go of it. We're guaranteeing that. So it's not a profit, it's just what do they need to stay in the business. And then we have, it's a two-year deal, a total of $3 million. It's $1.5 million per year backstop. And so that's obviously significantly less than they risk, but it's a way to hedge their risk in the market. The second item is the escrow agreement itself. So all of the partners who have come together to create the $3 million fund. I will say this is remarkable. I've never seen something like this in my career, and I think the region can be proud that it's working together like this. It's fairly rare. So we have a number of entities, six organizations, and one of which is the Chamber, representing hundreds of members. So it's quite a broad reach in that collaboration. The city will be the trustee, so to speak. We'll hold the money and invest it. If it isn't spent, we'll return it on a prorated basis with interest earned. Don't expect much interest to be earned. In fact, we have to go into this expecting to spend the money. That's what it's there for. Of course, our hope is we don't, and we will be working pretty hard to market the service so that we don't end up needing to use it. But that's the backstop that's there. The third agreement is, to that point, with Zimmer Radio Group. Part of their contribution to the fund is a very good sort of match for advertising dollars. So for each dollar we put in, they give us three other dollars in marketing airtime. So they will help us get the word out about the service, and then our hope is that we fill the planes before they start flying. The fourth agreement is, it's not an agreement, it's just your action to appropriate the funds from the city into the shortfall fund. Those are those agreements, and I'll take any questions you might have.
I have one question on the monthly guarantee, or on the guarantee. Will we get a monthly report as to how much we took out and put that we had to give to the airline?
That's right.
Per month?
Yes. They're going to calculate it on a monthly basis. We'll have basically a line item invoice every month.
Okay. Any other questions?
And if some months, like 1 month, we're under and 1 month they're way over, how does that work?
If they're under, we make up the shortfall, whether they've had a good month before or have a good month after, we still will make up the shortfall in the bad months. So.
Is every month the same amount?
That's right.
I mean, travel in December is obviously much greater than travel in, we'll say, March.
So. That's right, and this is an average of, for the year, and we stick to that one. There is one thing that can move that number, and that's the price of fuel. And there's a fuel kicker in there to do just that.
Any other questions by council? I'll open up the podium to the public. Would anyone from the public like to speak?
My name is Richard Shanker. At the risk of flying against the wind, I hope you will consider tabling this matter so the city can construct a comprehensive plan for subsidizing current and future carriers, as well as the proposed airline, to provide a level playing field. Thanks.
Anyone else? Council discussion? Let me have a couple of brief comments. I'm reminded of a presentation I made to the Chamber of Commerce a little over a year ago about our air service. And to keep this in context, I think if each of us goes back and look at the budget document on the airport, we'll find that over the next 3 years, in the pipeline, our commitments to spend $50 million on the airport. Now, a lot of that's federal money, but the operation of the airport requires an annual subsidy for operations of over $1 million a year, plus the capital, funded by grants, funded by the transportation sales tax, and funded in part by airport operations. So the City of Columbia has made a big commitment for the airport. We understand how difficult the aviation business is. It's a very fragile industry. And one of the catalysts that got this going was our understanding from consultants that the current 50-passenger jets are reaching the end of their life expectancy and are becoming, will reach a point of being uneconomical, and we can't consider that they'll be operational in the year 2020. There are 450 airports in the country, and Michael Boyd of Boyd Group International estimates that over 100 of these airports, of these 450 airports, will lose service by the year 2020. And he puts his cut off at 150,000 passengers a year. That's both ways. So we're at 75,000. So I think that points out the need for us to be aggressive, to be bold, and to initiate relationships that are innovative, flexible, responsive, so that we can maintain and secure air service in Columbia for the future. So with that in mind, I'm going to support these four initiatives, four bills.
The guarantee fund for American is a two-year guarantee?
That's right.
Is it renewable or renegotiable at the end of 2 years?
It could be. Mm-hmm.
If they're not showing a profit, they'll want to renew a new guarantee. Probably.
That's possible.
Okay. When Delta came, they had a two-year guarantee from the federal government because of essential service. That's expired, so they're operating with no guarantee.
That's right.
Okay. And Frontier has no guarantee fund.
I think air service is critical for Columbia's and the region's continued economic growth. If we're going to recruit larger firms or people who have connections abroad and around the country, they're going to need to come in and out of Columbia. From my understanding, that that's cost us some economic development opportunities in the past. I agree with the mayor that we do need to to be bold and pursue opportunities to grow the airport. We had a consultant report that recommended this course of action, so it's not just something that we thought would be a good idea. Mayor and city manager and city staff have done their homework on this. It's really hard to be a small city, but a regional leader, and to enter into negotiations with large multinational corporations in regards to things that are, you know, very complex. You know, we do have some risk, but I think the fact that the risk is shared amongst Jefferson City, Cole County, Boone County, the university, all of our partners in the Chamber of Commerce, that all of those stakeholders, very savvy individuals who also do their homework, all decided that this was worth an investment. Again, this does not mean that the federal government put up $2 million to bring Delta to Columbia, and that's worked out well. They didn't have to spend a penny of that guarantee there. So there are profits to be made with providing this important service to the folks in our region. I think this is a good proposal. I think we need to go forward with it. We always have the opportunity to open up and negotiate and see what we have to offer and what other folks have to offer, and so we can always entertain other agreements down the road. I don't believe that we're creating any kind of unfair advantage.
I agree wholeheartedly with the mayor and Michael Trapp. I think one of the keys to the success of this is the partnership, and that the university and the county and the chamber and Jefferson City and Columbia are all partners in this, that they will encourage their employees to use the service. I think there's a huge existing demand there, not only for businesses but for a lot of individuals who fly in and out of Columbia for their jobs all the time. They would love to use Columbia as an airport. We've missed opportunities for conventions and national gatherings and national events because of the lack of the capacity of our airport, and we certainly don't want to be in the position, as the mayor clearly stated, down the road of having one airlines and then losing that in the future, and that certainly looks like the path that will be followed. So for all those reasons, I think it's really key and important that we welcome this opportunity and make the best of it. I think it will be very, very successful, and then we can relook at other airlines and see what opportunities there are for expansion and making those even more successful than they are.
I'm very excited about this, and so are nearly all of the people who come in and talk to me at the station. And the public is looking forward to, as Barbara mentioned, opening up to other places, Denver, Vegas, and places west. I mean, people are very excited about this and the use of this airport, saving their time to drive to Kansas City and St. Louis. And my own experience was trying to get a flight to San Diego in December, started in August, and I'm having to go out of somewhere else because I couldn't get a ticket out of Columbia because the planes were full. So I'm very excited about getting more airplanes in here and more flights out every day.
Any other comments?
I might also add, I attended a Municipal League meeting in Sedalia 2 weeks ago, and the mayor of Sedalia got up and talked, and she seemed pretty excited about having air service in Columbia and kind of announced to the folks there that now Sedalia had a choice of going to KCI or Columbia. And we sure hope they come to Columbia.
Anybody else? Please call the roll on first bill.
Council Bill 296, Ms. Hoppe?
Yes.
Mr. McDavid?
Yes.
Mr. Trapp?
Yes.
Mr. Kespel?
Yes.
Mr. Dudley?
Yes.
Please call the roll on 297.
Council Bill 297-12, Ms. Hoppe?
Yes.
Mr. McDavid?
Yes.
Mr. Trapp?
Yes.
Mr. Kespel?
Yes.
Mr. Dudley?
Yes.
Please call a roll on 298.
Council Bill 298-12, Ms. Hoppe?
Yes.
Mr. McDavid?
Yes.
Mr. Trapp?
Yes.
Mr. Kespel?
Yes.
Mr. Dudley?
Yes.
299.
Council Bill 299-12, Ms. Hoppe?
Yes.
Mr. McDavid?
Yes.
Mr. Trapp?
Yes.
Mr. Kespel?
Yes.
Mr. Dudley?
Yes.
Did you have any comment about the press conference that we were originally going to have at 9:30?
Yeah, we'll be rescheduling that press conference. We don't have a date as yet, but soon, and it'll be a nice time to. There was a really nice article in the paper Jacob Barker, I think, worked on, if I remember that right, in the business section. And it'll give us a chance at that press conference to really highlight this partnership we've talked about and all the other pieces here. So we don't have a date pegged yet. It's a bit of a juggling act with all the schedules, but we'll find it.
I want to add one thing. I look forward to initiating talks with Delta Airline. They are a very important partner for us, particularly because of their presence in the southeast region and the eastern region. I believe that we will have proposals and initiatives that I believe will expand their footprint in mid-Missouri. Anybody else have anything to say? If not, the meeting is adjourned.